From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Abigail Giles.
And I'm Henry Epp. It's Wednesday, June 29th. Here are today's headlines.
The Addison County Sheriff was charged with sexual and domestic assault on Tuesday. He also faces a charge of unlawful restraint. Sheriff Peter Newton pleaded not guilty. State police arrested Newton after completing a nearly four-month investigation. According to a press release, detectives were asked to follow up on a domestic disturbance at Newton's house that was reported to the Middlebury police in the early morning hours on February 26th. The disturbance involved Newton and a 35-year-old woman with whom he was in a relationship, according to police. Newton said in May he would not seek re-election as sheriff after VT Digger reported he was being investigated by the state police. Two Republican candidates for Addison County Sheriff are facing off in the August primary.
Vermont's transportation budget for the upcoming fiscal year is the largest on record. The state has budgeted $868 million for things like new roads, bridges, and electric vehicle charging stations. The budget is a 15% increase over the current year's spending plan, thanks in large part to federal funds. But at a press conference on Tuesday, Governor Phil Scott said rising fuel prices and other types of inflation mean those dollars might not go as far as lawmakers hoped.
This will impact the number of projects we're going to be able to do and accomplish. But again, this is a worldwide market, a world type of inflationary period. And we're going to have to weather this the best we can.
Scott said workforce shortages may also limit how much state contractors can accomplish during the construction season.
Earlier this week, the Burlington City Council approved new rules for short-term rental properties, such as Airbnbs. The ordinance restricts short-term rentals in most cases to owner-occupied properties and imposes a 9% tax on those rentals. City Councilor Ben Travers says the new rules also increase protections for tenants. He says, for example, if a landlord evicts a tenant in order to turn a unit into a short-term rental,
that landlord would have to pay the tenant's relocation expenses, which would include not only their moving costs, but having to pay the security deposit at a new unit.
According to a city memo, about 1% of Burlington's housing stock is short-term rentals.
Coming up, how a company in South Burlington plans to electrify aircraft. More after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to Vita for their support. Vita, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit veda.org to start your next chapter.
So, Henry, you've been doing some reporting about electric airplanes, right?
Yeah, I've been reporting specifically on this company called Beta Technologies, and they're part of a growing industry that want to build what's called electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, or eVTOLs. And they've grown really quickly. They have almost 300 employees in Vermont just 5 years after they started up, and they have plans to hire hundreds more.
That's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, but the company is still several years away from launching its product with obstacles and uncertainty ahead. And so we're going to hear reporting over the next 2 days about Beta, starting with a look at their growth and potential. So Beta has big ambitions, says Chief Operating Officer Blaine Newton.
Beta started about 5 years ago as a mission-based company to help bend the curve on climate change.
To put it another way, they're developing a zero-emissions electric aircraft.
We're out to prove that electric, fully sustainable aviation is commercially viable.
But to do that means creating entirely new systems to get a plane off the ground and into flight, powered by batteries.
We're primarily a propulsion company, so we build really insanely reliable, high torque to weight ratio electric motors, inverters, and the battery systems that power it.
And this work is happening in a hangar on the grounds of the Burlington Airport by employees like Chris Doyle, who works in Beta's fabrication shop.
One of the electrical engineers in the back of the airplane suddenly needed a new piece of aluminum about this shape exactly. And so I'm just gonna mill that up right quickly right here.
Doyle is one of over 350 people the company now employs, mostly in Vermont, but also in Plattsburgh, Montreal, and other places. Their growth has been exponential. COO Blaine Newton says when he started at Beta 3 years ago, there were about 30 employees. The company's technology has also come a long way since its start in 2017. Back then, CEO and Vermont native Kyle Clark quietly led a small team to make their first prototype of a battery-powered aircraft that takes off like a helicopter, then flies like a plane. Their second prototype began flight testing in Plattsburgh in 2020, and this May, the company flew it 1,400 miles from Plattsburgh to Bentonville, Arkansas. That flight took about a week, with a number of charging stops along the way.
And what's interesting about Beta is that they've been flying this aircraft, on meaningful flights around the country, over significant distances with people inside. And that's a pretty big accomplishment.
That's Ilan Head, a reporter who covers the electric vertical takeoff and landing, or eVTOL, industry for a publication called The Air Current. Beta is in a competitive field. According to one industry watcher, nearly 700 companies are trying to get into the eVTOL business. Some are better funded than Beta and have also completed significant test flights, but others haven't yet flown their aircraft. And Head says many in this prospective industry are looking to get into what's known as urban air mobility,
which is a vision for the future in which these aircraft will be used to fly people around or between cities, similar to the way Ubers or taxis are used today.
Think electric flying cars, ferrying those who can afford it above city traffic. Beta may supply its aircraft for that purpose. Last year, it announced a deal with a company called Blade, which currently sells helicopter flights from Manhattan to JFK and Newark airports. Blade ordered 20 of Beta's electric aircraft to be delivered in 2024. But Beta is not banking on carrying passengers right away. For the most part, it's focused on selling its planes to transport cargo, says Blaine Newton.
So we built a working aircraft, one that's designed to be a utilitarian. One of our customers called it the flying F-150 at one point, right? So it's really intended to be a working vehicle.
Beta has other orders from companies like UPS and United Therapeutics, a company that's working to develop artificial human organs. Those companies would be using Beta's aircraft to haul stuff, not people. Ilan Head says that could give the company an advantage.
So I think Beta, more so than many of its competitors, is focused on smaller but very practical markets that could give it a really well-defined path to entry in terms of operating this vehicle right away as soon as it's certified.
In 2 years, Beta expects to be assembling its planes in Vermont to ship off to customers. The company says it just broke ground on a manufacturing facility at the airport. Again, Blaine Newton.
The goal is to have 300 aircraft a year coming out of that facility middle of the decade. And that'll be several hundred folks staffing that.
Beta's fast growth has caught the attention of state leaders, including Governor Phil Scott, who made a bold prediction about Beta's potential impact on Vermont earlier this year.
I think this is as big as when IBM decided to locate in Vermont. This is going to have that big an impact on us.
Meanwhile, the state government has backed up Scott's excitement about Beta with over $3 million in grants, which Beta will receive if it makes capital investments and creates a specific number of new jobs. That includes money it will receive if it follows through on a plan to do battery testing at a former Energizer plant in St. Albans. And then there are local schools and colleges. They all want to get in with Beta.
I saw Beta in the New York Times in the last several months. And I said, this is great. This is, a company right in my own backyard.
Our position is we're here and willing and able and interested to work with you.
What that we have been in talks with is trying to help create a curriculum or help them to create curriculum for electric pilots.
Beta's growing at such an exponential rate. How can we be a part of their growth?
That was Monique Taylor of Champlain College, Chris Kaliba of UVM, Robin Gillian of Vermont Tech, and Jason Gingold, the outgoing director of the Burlington Tech Center. All say their schools have so far had conversations with Beta and had students go on to internships and jobs with the company. And while none of the schools have formalized a partnership with Beta, Burlington Tech is in talks to build a new training facility with the company on the airport grounds. And they've gotten some help. Senator Patrick Leahy got them a $10 million earmark for that project. So there's a lot of potential here, and local institutions are hoping to get a piece of the action. But Beta's product is still years away from market, and there are obstacles ahead. More on that tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Liam Elder Connors. And this is the sound of a phoebe, recorded by Anne Marie Harmon in Waitsfield, who said she recognized the bird call from a program on Vermont Public. If you have sounds to share for Wildlife Wednesday, you can send your recordings to thefrequency@vermontpublic.org.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Abigail Giles. Talk to you tomorrow.
Vermont's trans... Can you hear me in your headphones?
Yes.
Okay. I can't hear myself, but...
Uh-oh.
It looks like it's showing up, so... Oh, it wasn't plugged in. There we go. Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.